continuing our series on parents sending us proud emails about their children, I'd like to introduce you to a woman in Auckland who's embarked on a kind of creative and we found quite hilarious way to support her friends, family and flatmates to book in a vaccination. I'm joined by Kaita Mansfreda to tell us more. Hi, Kaita.
Hello.
Nice to talk to you. I think it was your dad who dobbed you in. So tell us about how you support the vaccination effort.
I was absolutely mortified when my dad emailed me saying that he'd forwarded on my apparent mission to get everyone in New Zealand vaccinated.
Yeah.
It's pretty modest. I've just I found a website called vax.nz, which shows you more recent slots to get your vaccine. And I realized I'd booked my first shot for like the first week of October, and I wanted to bring it forward just because I was in such a rush to get vaccinated, and I was really excited. So I just messaged a whole bunch of people and dragged all my flatmates to go get their shots a bit earlier. And then as a few days went on, I thought, oh, I might as well get more people to get vaccinated. So I messaged some friends down in Christchurch that don't have the same urgency, and I just signed them up.
Yeah, you sent me some screenshots of the text messages, which go somewhere along these lines. Have you been vaccinated yet? No, I haven't. How does 650 sound at such and such a centre? You just put them in, and you found, although that might sound like you're forcing them to do it, you found actually that you're just kind of overcoming a bit of inertia, that they were quite stoked that you booked an appointment for them.
Oh, yeah, definitely felt like an administrative assistant for them. It's a lot of effort to book a vaccine. It's a phone number and a date of birth. But, yeah, they just hadn't gotten around to it yet. They're not anti it. It just wasn't a priority.
Yeah, and it's funny for those of us who are trying to get people to get vaccinated. What are we sitting at? About just over 75%, and you wonder what it's going to take. Obviously, there are people who've decided that they're never going to get it, but do you reckon there's a group of people in the middle who are just kind of, as we all are with things that don't feel too urgent to us, just kind of putting it off or haven't got round to it yet?
Yeah, I mean, it's just the people that procrastinate because it's not really a big deal. And you can just message a friend at 2 p.m. one day and then have them getting the vaccine at 6 p.m. that same day. Like, there's just so many appointments available. Like, people just don't know you can get it a lot faster than they're booked in for.
Yeah, and I should say that you are following the suggestion of the Prime Minister here, who says it's time to kind of encourage the people you know to do it. How many do you reckon you've signed up for a vaccination?
Well, I did a few of my flatmates. I got my little brother's appointment moved forward because he's quite young, so again, not a priority. And then just maybe like three or four friends down in Christchurch.
Okay. You're going to keep doing it?
Absolutely, because I'm in the hospitality industry, and I just want to stop doing like random little takeaway food prep. I want to get back to work. It's not fun just doing nothing.
Is it true you've got in touch with some summer event organisers as well?
Yeah, I'm going to a festival at New Year's, and I just know that there's a lot of hippie people going, and I thought if there's anyone that needs a bit of encouragement, it's the free-loving, chilled-out people that need a bit of a fire lit under their bums to get the vaccine.
Great, so you're doing what you can. In the meantime, you work at a wonderful restaurant, Coco's Cantina, on Kay Road. What can people do to support you guys at the moment?
We're currently doing meal prep takeaways, so you pre-order it for the next day because we're pretty famous for our meatballs, so you can make a little kit. Well, we make the kits, deliver them out to you, or you can pick them up, and then you get to make yourself Coco's Cantina meatballs. But that's
very
it for
cool.
Now. We're trying to stick to the guidelines, so can't open up fully.
Yeah. Yeah, well, look forward to you doing that. But for now, Kaita, thank you so much for sharing your story with us and for the five or six people you've got over the line so far.
Yeah. No worries. I mean, if everyone messages a few of their procrastinator friends, chances are we'll be done by Christmas.
Good stuff. Regards to your father. Thanks so much.
Yeah, thanks, Dad.
That's Kaita Mansfreda, who is doing her bit one friend at a time.